Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hello, Kyle Paletto here from Sifter, jumping into the drop rate feed to let you know that we've been working super hard lately publishing stories to sifter.com.au, and that means we haven't put an episode of Drop Rate out for a while. So we thought, hey, let's try something different. In case you missed it on the website, YouTube, or our socials, I recently played The Dark Queen of Mordheim, a reverse Souls-like where you play as the boss. I wrote up and recorded a short bite-sized review, which I think you'll really enjoy while you wait for the next full-length Drop Rate episode. Take a listen and, of course, let us know what you think by getting in touch with us on socials. That's SifterHQ on everything. Before we get into that, though, let's find out what's been making the news this week on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast. Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And here are the top stories this week on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast for Sunday, 13th of April.
Nintendo Switch 2 games will come with a physical download unlocking cartridge instead of data on the cart for some titles.
Up-resed versions of Switch 1 games will run you about $10 to $15 to play on Switch 2.
Bellatro devs are once again fighting a censorship battle after videos were restricted.
And an overzealous upload to Steam has leaked the release date of Mafia: The Old Country.
You can get every episode of Walkthrough for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website sifter.com.au every Sunday.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
The Dark Queen of Mordheim is a 20-minute long self-proclaimed anti-game by Mozu Ajala and is one of my most memorable game experiences in recent memory. Throughout this review, I'm going to spoil the hell out of the handful of story beats in the game, so if you're a From Software fan or someone who enjoys interesting takes on the video game medium in general, I highly recommend you take the time to play this game before continuing. The game takes the traditional power fantasy of action RPGs with particular reference to From Software titles and flips it on its head, because this time you're not the underdog hero struggling against impossible odds. You're the boss, the big bad, the final challenge. Set entirely within a single throne room, you play as the Dark Queen of Mordheim herself, waiting for a challenger to make an inevitably pointless attempt at your life. When the plucky hero does arrive, you ensure their death is quick. Of course, the hero doesn't stay dead. At first, you obliterate them with ease, feeling like a god amongst mere mortals. But after a few rounds, you notice your health bar isn't quite as full as it was at the end of the previous fight. Are their attacks hitting harder? Just great, they know how to dodge roll now. The hero keeps coming back, progressively stronger, faster, and with new ways to avoid taking damage, and eventually much better equipped. All the while, you remain the same, and that unshakable confidence you had at the start starts to waver. The writing is where this game really shines. It's self-aware without breaking character, balancing dry humor with a real sense of increasing existential dread. The Dark Queen begins the game full of bravado, declaring herself eternal, invincible. But as the battles wear on, cracks begin to show. The dialogue shifts from mocking superiority to anxious self-doubt, mirroring the player's growing realization that this fight isn't going to end well. It is truly infuriating to watch your enemy quickly learn how to avoid being hit by every attack that once made quick work of them. For fans of punishing action games, the kind that this hero would feel right at home in, it's a joy seeing things from the other side. The hero, despite losing time and time again, is a relentless optimist. They monologue about the pride in improvement, the thrill of getting stronger, and the satisfaction of overcoming impossible odds. And for the first time, you're the one stuck in place, watching them grow while you remain static. You start to empathize with every final boss you've ever fought as you step into the role of the trapped, eternal, unchanging one-note plot device for someone else's story while the hero moves forward, experiences life, and eventually, inevitably, wins. The Dark Queen of Morthom is short, sharp, and superbly executed. It's a brilliant deconstruction of the hero's journey, packed into a tightly paced 20-minute experience. If you love games that play with expectations or just want to see what it feels like to be on the receiving end of a Dark Souls protagonist's endless determination, I cannot recommend it enough. The Dark Queen of Morthom is available on itch.io right now for however much you would like to spend.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Matt Newell, the developer of Lush Foil Photography Simulator, joins me to share about how the environments in this game were the genesis of this whole project.
It is a photography simulator, sort of inspired by my interests and the photography that I've done. At its core, it's about the environments. Like, I've really tried to just recreate a lot of places from around the world in lots of detail and tried to keep them authentic and tried to give the game a rich atmosphere, so be out there on your own, just like not have a true goal aside from get from A to B. So I think I do want to kind of promote like the enjoyment you get from just being immersed in where you are and just like wandering around.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. Head to our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you'd like to listen. You're listening to Drop Rate by Sifter. Visit us on sifter.com.au.
This has been Drop Rate by Sifter, our video game review podcast. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the theme music. Sifter is produced by myself, Chris Button, Courtney Smith, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, and Kat Jani. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer. We'll be back with another episode soon. Keep an eye on our other podcasts, Lightmap for interviews and Walkthrough for news if you're looking for something in the meantime.